sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're joined today by Terry Cunningham, CEO of Coral 8. Welcome, Terry.
Thanks, John.
Terry, what is complex event processing and why is it important?
Well, what we're doing at Coral 8 is we built an engine that is to handle a large volume of events, real-time events, and then query them in real time so that allows developers to build applications that analyze high-speed, high-volume data and look for patterns in that data, so find opportunities, monitor for threats. The real-time analysis allows the business to execute on revenue opportunities and, you know, problem resolution times are shorter. So it's just looking for ways to drive greater business agility. To the programmer, to the developer, the complex event processing abstracts the event processing and analysis layer. Just like decades ago we did with databases, where we abstracted data storage from the application, now they get to do the same thing with real-time data so that they're not in the plumbing of dealing with all the events and the data streams. They're dealing with their application and getting out of the low-level code of the events themselves.
Well, where do you see developers building CEP-type applications?
Well, we see a lot of different things. This is a horizontal technology that can be applied to a lot of different areas. But when you look at the typical vertical markets, Wall Street is an obvious one. They've been dealing with high volume of data for decades. But also newer markets, so newer opportunities like RFID is a great example where there's a lot of data flying around based on identification tags, squawking their current state and temperature and so on. But also things like clickstream analysis for portals, telecom billing, fraud detection, and the list is quite long. We see a lot of different applications where the developer's trying to abstract the event processing from the application themselves that they've been building themselves. So business events, call center monitoring, and so on is areas that we see quite a bit.
It sounds complex. In fact, complex is part of the name, but what's so hard about implementing it?
Well, historically, a lot of people, and Wall Street's a great example of this, have been doing this for a long time. But as with any special application, these solutions have been hard-coded. So they would build the black box to process all this data. And then when their boss called them and said, oh, that's really cool, but here's the next thing I want, they had to go and change the code. So to be able to abstract the engine itself and provide a standard interface, which is a SQL-based language, is the work that we did for the last 3 years of building this engine so that the developer simply talks to the engine through SQL and registers queries, processes all that data, and then, with adapters to hook up to all the different data streams and output adapters to be able to feed this data to some other application they may have built. But to just focus on the huge volume of data, and we're dealing with data in the magnitude of hundreds of thousands of events per second. So there's, near zero latency on dealing with this data. Well, that's a big problem to solve, and it's a very difficult one. And we see it in so many of these different areas where the magnitude of the data is growing every day. Wall Street is a great example where, they've been dealing with 100 to 200,000 events per second is a traditional Wall Street application. Their forecast in 3 years is that they'll be dealing with 5 million events per second with the sheer amount of data that's starting to fly at them. So it's a big problem, and it's a growing problem. And what we're trying to do is, just like the database vendors did a couple of decades ago, is to abstract the engine from the application so that the developer doesn't have to worry about all that low-level detail.
Well, certainly complex is the right term then. If listeners want to find out more about complex event processing, is there a URL you can point them to?
Sure. They can go to coral8.com, that's coral8.com. And what's cool about that is that similar to the company I first found at Crystal Decisions, there's a free download for developers where they can download the entire engine and build prototypes and applications, and the only time they need to pay us money is when they deploy or go into production. So it's a great way to kick the tires on this thing and see if it will solve the problem for them.
Thanks for joining us, Terry.
Thank you.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, I'm John Erickson.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.